It is Monday morning, and of course, on Monday mornings, we like to have a good time and be positive as we get into the week, and you know who's positivity positive around here. Josh Bedoris, Coach, how you doing?
I am wonderful, McCurley, and beautiful weather coming in, man. Not that I'm not a summer guy, because, you know, I'm a baseball guy, and that's baseball season, but it was time for that warm weather to go away for a little bit. So how about these cold, cooly days, and especially mornings we've been having?
Yeah, I really love it. And, of course, what I like is when it gets down in the 50s, you can actually cut everything off in the house as far as the air conditioner and raise the window. That's good sleeping weather.
Yes, it is.
You hear those crickets outside, or unless you've got somebody going up and down the road playing loud music, and then you close the window and turn the air conditioner.
That's right. That's right. How about some other, you know, good things going on, especially right here in our backyard, McCurley? In the first November meeting for the Sylacauga City Council, they voted unanimously to waive adoption fees at the Sylacauga Animal Shelter for the rest of the calendar year. Is that not just something that is really, really cool, first of all, but that everyone needs to take advantage of?
No doubt about it, because I was just talking about the animal shelter just last week, and a gentleman who I'm going to talk about here in a little bit, but they are at full capacity for dogs. I mean, and here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand is our animal shelter at Sylacauga houses as many dogs as some of the bigger cities like your Oxfords and your Tuscaloosa, and we're about a third of what they are, you know, population-wise. So we have a lot of dogs that need to be adopted.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. And, you know, very wonderful job from everyone on the city council. You know, it was passed unanimously. But is it just not something about an animal, especially a dog for me, that is just so wonderful for someone's mental health?
Yeah, and I'm going to go on and tell you this. When I divorced, we had a miniature Dachshund, Winnie dog, for 14 years. And when Pam moved away, I had to take him. Of course, he was her dog, but he was our dog. But she couldn't take him with us, so I'm just telling you, it was great mental health for me being home by myself. I had my buddy.
Yeah.
You know, he was my man. I mean, every night if I'm watching something on TV, he was in my lap. And, of course, ended up having to put him down years later. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I look at elderly people who sit at home a lot by themselves. Their animals, whether it be a dog or a cat, they provide so much for that person. You talk to them, love them, and I'm going to be honest with you, Toby, he could talk back to you. He could say some words.
It's funny that you say that. I mean, there is a love language between an animal and their owner. And you know, not that there's any stereotype involved with it or tied to it, but going to the animal shelter, especially this time of year, is, you know, you don't have, it's not just for children to get a Christmas present or a puppy to open up or anything like that. You know, us adults could use more dogs in the world. I mean, seriously, we can learn so much just from their love language, and it doesn't have to be for just children. It's for, I mean, it's a man's best friend. A dog is, you know, unmatched as far as just unconditional love.
No doubt about it. And I'm going to say this too. The man who was talking to me about the animal shelter, who he and his wife have such a passion for it, this guy by the name of David Harris. And I'm going to tell you about a situation that people in Sylacauga need to get excited about. It's David Harris owns a music production company, and he has asked local people. These are local people who sing these songs on this Christmas CD. It's called Sylacauga Sings Christmas. And I'm here to tell you, there's not a song on there that's not golden, people. They're going to be selling these CDs starting this week.
That is awesome.
$20, I think, is the cost of it. I'm not sure about that. And I'll let you know where you can get them at. But Josh Bedoris, every bit of the profits that are made goes directly to the animal shelter. None of these artists were paid for recording these songs. You know some of these folks.
Yeah,
You know Patrick Barnett.
Patrick Barnett is one of my former students at B.B. Comer, and I can remember one year, this is when I moved from, went to Chillsburg from Comer, and Patrick as a student at B.B. Comer, got up and, I mean, just rocked out at Tioga County Board of Education in service, the beginning of the year meeting where there's right. over 1,000 people in the building. And it might as well just been him on the stage. And I knew right then, like, that is not just a good performance, but Patrick is awesome. And I saw his name on the list for the CD. So if he's involved, it's got to be great.
Well, and at the first of his song, he sings Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And at the first of it, there's no music. It's a cappella with him. Just knocked it out of the park. Kenyon Ogle. And then, of course, David Harris and his wife, Mandy. Mandy sings Winter Wonderland. It's just, now, you're going to be able to hear some of these around town at the Christmas tree lighting event, at the Christmas parade, at Childersburg's. So there's going to be a lot of involvement with this, but every bit of the money that is raised for this goes directly to the animal
shelter. That is amazing that they've, you know, they're not getting anything from it. They've volunteered their time, their hard work.
And it's professional,
I looking at these names, I have no doubt about that, but that they're going to put all the proceeds towards the animal shelter is amazing.
And let me say this too. If you don't think that you can give money to the animal shelter, let me tell you something you can do. You can go out there on Saturday mornings and walk dogs. I mean, I'm serious.
Go for it, guys.
They would love for you, girl, boy, man, woman, it doesn't matter. They'd love for you to come out there. They got the leashes. Do you realize how little those dogs get out of their you know, little cage or whatever, and they get out and walk with them? Yeah. Oh, man, you've just created.
Hey, and that sets the tone for your day, too.
Oh, yeah.
Start your Saturday morning with a sweet, cheerful puppy, walk them around. I mean, and then the rest of your day, I mean, it's smooth sailing from there.
Absolutely. They do a great job out there.
Yeah, this is all something that we need to get excited about, take advantage of. You can go to the animal shelter thanks to the city council here in town, and they have waived the adoption fees. So that's one hard thing to do, because once you go to that animal shelter, you want to take all of them home.
Yeah.
But it's such a great thing that they have blessed the community by doing this, and that this Christmas CD is going to benefit the animal shelter as well. Yeah. So many just positive, great things going on right here in our community.
And you know what? With no adoption fee, you can take them all.
It may cost you in the long run, because you got to get that dog food and training pads, but it is worth it in the end, because there is nothing like a sweet dog. There's just really not. So, yeah, go take advantage of it, guys.
So what do you tell everybody?
Go dominate your week.